Well, we have a very spirited edition of Take 30 today. It was awfully nice of you to come today, Paul. I'm so glad you took the time out.
On a stormy winter night, I went out walking, and I walked into a cemetery. I'm frightened already. Continue. I looked down, and there it was.
Oh!
Woo! 45?
Yeah.
It's a brim full of Asher on the 45.
Love it. I will totally segue that song in the edit.
Great.
Yeah.
Episode 45 of Friends, not here.
Mm-hmm.
She's not here.
She's not.
She's
still not.
Who we are.
Yeah.
She's someplace better.
Do you think we'll ever get her on the show?
We'll have to.
Like, but do you think we could, like, get her on Cameo?
Oh, my God.
No.
Like, if I send her a nice email.
Friends not here, and she never will be.
Right.
She's not going to answer your email.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Halloween was good. I liked Halloween.
Excellent segue.
Yes.
Wow.
I like Halloween.
That
and
was brilliant. You know.
So
you should teach a master class, dude.
I have this problem every year where
bad segues. Every episode.
Once a year, I do a terrible segue. Once a year, I'm like, all right, where the hell do we go for Halloween? And if no one else has an idea. Gotta, like, find a place.
Yeah.
Right? And so, I don't think I'm all that good at this. I kind of wish someone else would do it.
I wish someone else would do everything, but yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
If just everything wasn't your problem.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Oh, that's the dream, right?
So anyway.
Picked a place. It was a room org party, the Opera House, East Side party. A little bit less stressful,
hopefully.
Oh, God,
you go to Queenie's. That's kind of...
Yeah, but it's like, it's a little bit less... extra than some of the places on the west side. It's more chill, you know. And I will say, people showed up in outfits.
Good.
Really, really impressed.
Because sometimes Toronto doesn't show up.
Oh, Christ.
You know,
never.
Often it doesn't show up.
Never underestimate Toronto's ability to underwhelm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right? You see the Blog to Yo headline where it's like, you won't believe what's going on under the garter this weekend. I'm like, yeah, I will. There's 12 people with lights. It's not... Right. A rich person decided to serve other rich people next to a homeless.
Someone's wearing a proper mask. Oh my God.
Yeah. With the clickbait, guys. It's fine. We believe what's going to happen.
And we're not going.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty good. People showed up. It was the kind of party where you definitely have people who put hundreds and hundreds of dollars into their outfits.
Excellent.
And they're really proud of it. And it was, you know...
Excellent. I love a good waste of resources.
Oh.
That's really good. I'm here for that always.
Oh, yes. No fresh air for 4 hours.
Fabulous.
Lots of plastic and vinyl.
Vinyl. Excellent.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
PVC.
Yeah.
PVC is back in a big way, kids. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We never thought that, like, when we were through the 90s, we thought, like, where am I? Natural fibers. Nope. No,
yeah,
dragged us
the
all the way back in.
Next part of this story.
Okay,
PVC is the next part of the story. It turned out, I think we accidentally ended up at a fetish night.
True.
Like
story of your fucking life, Alberto.
Where am I? No, it's true.
He made his way to the big city, and it turned out it was a fetish night. Oh, holy crow!
Get off the bus, and I'm like, I'm gonna make it after all.
Yeah, your Mary Tyler Moore moment was like Mary Tyler Moore with a whip. At 2 o'clock in the morning on like Church Street.
Yeah, I think we ended up at a scene party.
Okay.
Because there were a lot of people in leather catsuits.
Okay.
Who I don't think were in costume.
It's just Thursday night.
Yeah, it's just
they didn't
exactly.
Buy something specially. They had it. They've had
Except
a lot.
That was in the closet.
Yeah.
That was a ready-to-go outfit.
For the rotation.
Yeah.
These scenes were repeated across the country tonight. Kids having a good time. Nothing more, certainly nothing less. Halloween is plain fun. But you can get hungry having fun. Melissa and Jamie didn't wait to get home to test the treats.
There were slutty outfits.
Yeah.
Lots of slutty outfits. There was a slutty predator, which I thought was the best.
Oh my God. I'm here for the slutty predator.
Slutty
I have
predator
to tell
was.
You something. Like, I know it's like, no, but...
That's my favorite.
She wasn't slutty. She was naked.
Yeah. Yeah, like, she was like a naked
slutty.
Predator.
No, but like...
Pretty naked, but like, predator mask.
Yeah. Predator mask, fishnet bodysuit.
Good stuff.
Slutty Predator.
Slutty Predator.
Wide fishnet bodysuit, yeah. No underwear.
Yeah, I know, I have one.
There were lots of slutty narwhals. I appreciated that. I know you'll appreciate that.
Yes, I do like a slutty narwhal. I love a slutty costume because I really do believe that whole, like, kind of thing that was popular in the 2000s where, like, it's the only night of the year where a girl can be really slutty. I don't think it's only girls. I think everybody should be really slutty. Mm-hmm. I want to see your ass on Halloween. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care...
You would have at this point.
Oh, you would have. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you would have seen mine. Yeah. I mean, it really is the only time that you can kind of get away with that. So let's just take our clothes off. Mm-hmm.
Why do these people have such terrible, terrible, terrible taste in music, though?
I know. I understand what you mean because, like, that is a really easy gig. DJing a Halloween party is, like, you know, play things that everyone knows and loves.
Yeah, DJing.
It's really not complicated.
DJing a Halloween party is kind of like DJing a wedding. You kind of just have to play the hits. You don't deep cut like your set. You know, keep it obvious. There are people going out tonight who don't go out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. You don't like it's you know that kind of ruined it for me. Like the music was
so
really,
not
really
too
bad.
Much King Princess. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole other thing where, like, all pop music now is down to, like, 5 beats per minute, and it's sad because the world is ending, and that's all we have now. But, like, why is King Princess a pop star? She's like Lana Del Rey, but slower.
I know, it's really sad.
Yeah.
She makes me really sad.
But it's all Spotify will play.
And those eyebrows, but that's a whole other story.
Right? They're pretty large. I didn't see many drag queens because I think it was kind of a straight.
There was that one club. Like 8-foot-tall one.
There was a very tall drag queen lady. That's true. That's true.
She was dressed as a comic book character.
She was dressed like a Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but the fact that you're saying there was a lot of bodysuits and so, I mean, that's very drag.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Every drag queen owns a good fucking bodysuit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they should.
Yeah.
Or they should.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't, I'm not interested.
It
felt like as the evening
handy.
Wore on, there was more silicone than drag.
It's true. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I think the drag people went to a different place eventually. Or up to the VIP section, which was hilarious, because if anybody's ever been to the Opera House, you know there's that second floor. And that was the VIP section for the tickets that cost 10 times as much as
but
the regular tickets.
But it's not
tickets.
Even a it's, full floor.
It was nothing.
Yeah,
it was hilariously
it's
lame.
It's like a crow's nest for the regular place.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff, but higher. Like, literally.
Same stuff, but higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even different music.
And with less room.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the BlogTO article would have been like, you won't believe the VIP section.
Oh my god, you guys, it was so edgy. There were 2 drag queens. Okay.
Dose.
And then I felt something under my feet that was soft and squishy, and I didn't know whose it was. It's a
brain.
It's a brain. Someone's brain.
You think drag queens are good for the environment?
I absolutely do not.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely don't. This is a really funny
point. We're
going
to have to deal with this at some point,
we
right?
We are. We have to unpack this, okay? Now,
but I don't know why this is the funniest idea.
Glitter
is 100% bad for the environment.
It's one of the worst ways you can pollute. Yeah.
You know, it's...
Stay away from microplastics, kids.
You know, it is a pollutant.
Yep.
Is this, like, a problematic thing for us to say, though? Are we, like, attacking allies here? Like, are...
Is it too soon to start attacking drag queens for using synthetic fabrics?
I just think
I mean, don't get me wrong. Nestle is worse.
Oh, yeah. You know, pick
then Trixie and Katya? Yes! I agree with that statement.
I want to be clear. I'm not, like, being paid by the Nestle Corporation to be like, okay, but the real bad guys are drag queens.
But this kind of dovetails nicely into your idea of David Suzuki being part of the alt-right.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I think, like, he should be. Like, he should, like, infiltrate it. You know,
he should be like a mole.
He should be like a mole.
What's your endgame?
Yeah, flesh this out a whole lot for me. Explain this thought up and down.
Like,
I didn't think there were so many, like, David Suzuki. Like, yeah. No! What do you mean?
How dare you?
How dare you say that about David Suzuki?
No, just like, how can he?
How can he? Yeah. Well, all you have to do to join the alt-right is go on the Joe Rogan show. That's
a card.
That's it. That's how you get in.
And then you're in, like, Flynn.
You go on the Joe Rogan podcast, and now you're a member of the... That's just how it works, right?
Did did not know there was a connection there.
It's like a hundred, it's like the Venn diagram is one circle. Yeah. Yeah.
And David Suzuki is like a minor celebrity.
He's like a minor celebrity, right? He's famous. You guys have heard of him, maybe,
yes.
Right?
We all watch those commercials about stealing your windows.
I just think what you do if you want to like dismantle a group of awful people like that is you send in someone like that, you know, and he just like neutralizes them.
Just like Mr. Rogers.
He just Mr. Rogers
right?
The shit out of the whole group. Yeah,
like,
right?
Really, you have to stop. It's not very nice. And then they just stop.
Exactly.
You know what? Maybe you're right. He's one of us, and he's saying this. So
yeah.
Let's give it a think here, kids.
Yeah, that's all you do. Yeah. This is what I think about. These are the kind of things that I think about.
I know that. That's why you have a long list of topics for the show, and I have nothing.
So... anyways, yeah, that
But I will say that I do think it's that, like, you're right that drag queens are really bad for the environment. Mm. You know, and as it grows and grows and grows, which, of course, you know, over the past 10 years, it's become this, like, thing, you know, I mean, I can't even believe, like, how, you know, how big this has become. I think, like, is it possible that we now have to get into, like, sustainable drag queens?
Yeah,
yes.
I think so.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure they exist.
I think you really
I'm sure they exist, but at this point, they're probably really annoying. Okay, like we need to kind of mainstream it a little bit more to, so it's not quite as submerged.
The drag is probably pretty bad.
The drag is probably busted as fuck.
Let's like, just start with biodegradable glitter.
You're like vegan hemp.
It only costs
drag.
Four times
yeah.
as much.
Right.
And we'll take
free,
it back.
Free run glitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cage free
glitter.
Oh my god. Cage free drag queens. I mean, even that is at this point like a little bit not possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, look to the future. You know, maybe that's the future of drag. Moss. You know, lichen.
Non-synthetic.
I bet Hedda Lettuce would be into it.
Hedda Lettuce would love that. She really would.
I just thought, like, I think I had this idea. I was reading something about like AirPods, how AirPods are like really terrible for the environment because they're not really recyclable and they die after a year and a half and they're just you just end up throwing them away and it's
a
just
year and a half. That's not so bad.
Okay, well, like for a multi-hundred-dollar product, it seems like kind of a waste.
How much do you pay for those?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
They're like $250.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Who buys those?
A lot of you've seen the subway. Yeah.
Why?
Because
you don't want a wire.
Because you don't want a wire. Yeah. Anyways, they're like terrible for the
No more
wire.
Airphone wires ever!
I just thought, like, there's no way there's more product
than
that.
That's so stupid! Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry that I'm the one that, like, to bring this news to you.
I don't pay attention to this stuff, as you know. Like,
sure.
I don't care what anyone's doing.
Yeah.
You know, so if I see people wearing these, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
You're just like, they're wearing broken headphones.
Yeah, I didn't even know it. Like, it just kind of looks silly because it kind of looks like it should be like a dangly earring,
yeah.
but it's like not finished.
Yeah.
And like, this could be more glamorous.
Yeah. But like here are mine. And like, yeah.
Oh, so you're part of the problem. As if I didn't know.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Unsurprising
okay.
twist later.
Unsurprising twist later. I don't want to touch these.
No, because they're earphones. Gross. Don't touch them.
Okay, I'm just going to look at them.
Yeah. But
okay,
like,
so it comes in like literally like a dental floss kind of thing. 100%. And there's a weird green light for no reason.
You
Does
look
this
at
make
it,
them look cool?
If
or?
You look at the green light a little longer,
you'll go blind.
You go blind and you end up buying more Apple products. It just happens.
Oh, this is an Apple product.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's expensive and a throwaway item.
Sure.
But I just thought there's no way that like there's less awful plastic in this than there is in the average drag queen dress.
No, there's
yeah.
more.
You
in,
think so?
In the average drag queen dress. Yeah.
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 But like the average bodysuit, like a wig.
Mylar itself is probably a threat to like endangered species.
Hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. So every time someone is wearing a tinsel wig, you're kind of like, oh, but the geese.
Sure.
You know.
Save the
oh, but the wetlands.
Right.
Everybody gets a real charge at scaring people. I mean, it's a known fact, regardless who you are. You can say no, but you do.
Right.
There's a lot of plastic involved in drag.
Yeah, like they're outlawing straws, and I want them to, and this is a good one. I agree with this one entirely, but they're going to come for the wigs next, right? They're going to snatch the wigs next.
I mean, you know, if you're still wearing hard front wigs and you're doing professional drag, you deserve to be arrested, in my opinion. Get a fucking lace front, bitch. Okay? You can't afford it? I don't care.
That's the price
we
of drag.
Used to, drag queens used to steal things. Do that again. These people were like really punk.
Return to your life of crime.
Yes. You can't afford a lace front, steal one.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we'd have more fights. There's nothing more fun than a drag queen fight. I was in the middle of one once. Oh, it was divine. Oh my god. It was backstage.
Where was
at
this?
It was backstage at the Toronto International Burlesque Festival opening night.
Hey, a lot of people's girlfriends are in there. Yeah.
So, oh yeah, there were a lot of girlfriends in there. And anyway, there were a lot of drag acts, but the drag act that I was associated with was in a fight with one of the other ones because she was accusing the other one of stealing her act. Okay, this was obviously not true because I saw the judge and was like, no, what are you to like? No, it's completely different. But anyway, the atmosphere was so frosty, like you can't even believe it. It was like, I mean, you need an ice auger to get through the dressing room, okay? You had to bore holes through the atmosphere here. It was so bad. And it was... I mean, that's what I want.
Sounds like an episode of Dynasty.
You want to like...
It really was! They were Crystal and Alexis-ing the entire night, okay? Showing off great. No one else noticed because it was like, what's her problem? You know, like, no one else gave a shit. They were busy putting on their false eyelashes and taking their clothes off. But
you want to be always in the middle of a fight between two drag queens, if you can help it.
That, I mean...
Right.
I mean, to me, that is the highest state.
Can I get that for you for Christmas?
No.
Is that, like, something I can arrange?
No, because it would be forced.
Oh, okay. Because they're, like, maybe
not
the best actors.
If you pissed off two drag queens at once and invited me over...
Yeah.
That would be okay.
Okay.
Okay,
I feel like I could organize that.
You
I
could.
Feel like I could, under false pretenses, have two drag queens show up, and when they arrive, realize they've been hoodwinked and get very angry at each other.
So call Facelift and Beardance.
Yeah.
Okay, and have them come to your house at the same time.
Yeah.
And make up rumors about each one to the other one.
Yeah.
See, this is what we used to do in high school. I used to do this all the time.
With drag queens.
Not with drag queens, unfortunately, but it's really the same thing. Drag queens and, like, teenage girls, not too far apart.
Right.
Okay? Really, the entire social dynamic is exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, if they could, like, three-way call people, they would.
Right.
You know, and we used to do that all the time. And it would be like, but don't you think that she was a bitch for doing this? Well, yeah, I guess. See, I told you. We did it all the time. That one scene in Mean Girls is so true to life. And, you know, you could do that for me.
Yeah, I could. I could make this happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do this for the show next time.
Just have drag queens that are in a fight?
Yeah.
But I want them to be in drag because it's better when someone is crying if they're wearing 7 fake eyelashes.
I wouldn't bring drag queens out of outfit for this.
Well, they're not coming anywhere at 6 p.m., let me assure you.
We'd have to do a later show if I
would. Yeah.
We would tip it off. I'd be
when
like...
When have you ever gone to a drag show in Toronto that started before midnight? Never.
No, I have.
Drag brunch.
You have?
Yeah.
Was it a drag brunch?
Yeah. On Church Street, they have a Sunday afternoon drag show. It was great. It started at, like, I think, like, 2 or 3 o'clock.
That's civilized.
But the best laugh is that it was all people. I was, like, the youngest person there.
Yeah.
Everybody was probably, like, 55 and older, so it catered towards an older crowd.
Yeah.
We had a great time. The drag shows were amazing.
Well, because they're in bed by 6.
And we were all, like, literally, you're home and in your bed by, like, 7 o'clock.
Oh, man.
It was a great afternoon. I highly recommend it.
Those are ideal situations.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But we could do one of those. I could get those drag queens. I could get the 2 p.m. drag queens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Start with them.
Yeah.
And then we can work up to the, like,
to
cool
the
ones.
To the 1 a.m. drag queens. Yeah. I could keep you in drag queen fights for a year, maybe.
Right? I mean, I'm really starting to cavil here. I mean, it's really, really, really a dream come true.
I like doing that. I like giving people experiences, you know? Memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
really good at that.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming.
Yay!
Thank you so much. We are friends out here.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Free Times Cafe, as always.
Charles Chaplin, how could you dream of abolishing Halloween? You're talking about my favorite night of the year.
Barbara, I'm a spoil sport, and I've come increasingly to feel that Halloween is a conspiracy put on by the candy makers and the dentists and the costume makers. And I think it's time that we took a stand. And the next one.